Sign the pledge.
As Christians, we should stand firmly in defense of temperance. There is no class of persons capable of accomplishing more in the cause of temperance than our God-fearing youth. If the young men who live in our cities would unite in a firm, decided army and set their faces as a flint against every form of selfish, health-destroying indulgence, what a power they might be for good! How many they might save from becoming demoralized by visiting the halls and gardens that are fitted up with music and every attraction to allure the youth. Intemperance, licentiousness, and profanity are sisters. Let every God-fearing youth gird on the armor and press to the front. Let no excuse be offered when you are asked to put your name to the temperance pledge, but sign every pledge presented and induce others to sign with you. Work for the good of your own souls and the good of others. Never let an opportunity pass to cast your influence on the side of strict temperance. We thank the Lord that a victory has been gained, but we hope to carry our brethren and sisters up to a still higher standard, where they will sign the pledge to abstain from coffee and the herb that comes from China. Coffee is a hurtful indulgence. It temporarily excites the mind to unwanted action, but the after effect is sad. Prostration and exhaustion of the physical, mental, and moral forces. The mind becomes enervated, and unless thorough, determined effort, the habit is overcome. The activity of the brain is greatly lessened. In some cases, it is as difficult to break up this tea and coffee habit as it is for the inebriate to discontinue the use of liquor. The money used for tea and coffee is a common drink is worse than wasted. It does the user, be it man or woman, harm, and that continually. All these nerve irritants are wearing away the life forces, and the restlessness, the impatience, the mental feebleness caused by shattered nerves become a warring element ever working against spiritual progress. Shall Christians bring their appetite under the control of reason, or will they continue its indulgence because they feel so let down without it, like the drunkard without his stimulant? Shall not those who advocate temperance reform awake in regard to these injurious things also? And shall not the pledge embrace coffee and tea as hurtful stimulants?